everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
Did you say podcast?
Absolutely. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. This podcast is a really good
Welcome to our podcast.
Today's episode, we talk about Allie going to the Cotswolds. Today's episode, we sing a lot more than we have recently because we really like needed it out of our systems.
It was like bottled up. Yesterday, I was with some people that I haven't seen in a long time, and they said, hey, we saw that clip of you singing. You're a good singer.
And you were like,
and I was like, yeah, that's the first time Gabe has ever clipped me singing. If you would just let me sing, all my old friends would know that I can sing. Think about that.
That's, I'll get on that. This week's episode, we talk about the Cotswolds. We talk about body stuff.
I wrote that.
Hit it, Grant.
I was walking.
You want?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's do the podcast.
We didn't sing a lot last week, so this might be a sing heavy week. You know what I mean? To make up for it. We had a guest.
Why are you talking about it and not singing about it?
Last week, we did a lot of talking because it was a brand new friend. So we did a lot of talking because we didn't want to make our friend too nervous about all the singing. Did you feel that way?
No, it's because we were seeing magic.
Oh, we were seeing magic.
And it was
magical. Yes.
Now, let me write a song about going on a walk with my friends.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing more about last week. Okay.
Street.
Walk.
Walk, 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 walking down the street. If I don't record it on Strava, did it even happen? If I'm not taking pictures with my friends on our walk, did we go on it?
Did we go on it? Did anything even happen before 2007? Is that when the iPhone was invented? Did anything even count before the iPhone 2007?
Walk, walking down the street.
We were lucky to be alive.
Walking down the street.
Or we could prove it with our phones.
Walking down the street. We took selfies.
Now we're about to hit a time. Now we're about to hit. Hold on, let me find the cord. Now we're about to hit a time where all the photos we could say are fake because of AI. So we lived through the only provable time in history.
It's cute how you say about to, like it's not.
No, totally. We could believe what people said from 2007 to 2000.
I know that walk was real because I did it with my human feet.
Yeah.
Walking down the street. I know that the walk was real because I did it with my human feet. I think
walking down
the street. Are these my feet still? I think there are my human feet. Walking down the street with my feet.
With my feet.
Breathing through my mouth into my lungs. Human feet.
It does feel like we are living, we've lost, it's gone. I totally agree with what you're saying. But 2007, we started to be able to be like remember when there was like YouTube videos that were just like a crazy coincidence that someone caught on camera? Mm-hmm.
Like America's Funniest Home Videos.
And it was like viral because it was like
viral.
It was like viral. It was so viral.
You know, I was
simply
at a concert.
Because we saw it happen in the era where it was impossible to doctor, without like a lot of
Do you want to hear something scary? I was at a concert the other day and I was saying, I thought to myself, I know this is happening because I'm here.
Bro. You absolutely arrived to, I think, therefore I am, but it's, I know because
I see it, I think.
No, but
for
real.
Oh, no.
I think.
Oh, no. Wake me up from the stimulation. Red pill, blue pill. No worries, you guys. I, for real, with my human body in this meat space, flew to Europe a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I want to talk about a place I visited.
And did you know you were there for sure? Or could they have done something on the plane where you landed inside of a large soundstage?
It's a great question because last night I was at Disneyland and I rode this ride where you get onto a ship.
Don't spoil it.
Okay, fine.
Are you talking about the Star Wars one?
Duh!
You can't spoil that. Do you know how many children listen to this podcast?
I think everyone's been to Disneyland by now. No. Oh, right. These people don't live near Disneyland.
Not all these people live in LA.
I'm so sorry for assuming you guys have all been to Disneyland. Of course you haven't all been to Disneyland. It's so far away from where you are,
perhaps. It's far away from a lot of people. Also, don't blow this for most of the... There's so many kids that somehow listen to this podcast.
Okay. I'll back it up.
I was about to say, if you're a kid, sound off in the comments, but don't do that.
Kids, don't type anything.
Don't type anything. Have your parents type it for you.
Tell your parents we said hello. Okay, so
don't do that.
Your mom and dad love you very much.
Hey, give your phone to your mom. Hey, give your phone to your mom right now.
Give your phone to your throw your phone in a lake.
Please, hey.
So I rode an airplane to London. Pip pip cheerio. I love London. London is my new home away from home, or I'm telling myself that
London.
So I can feel fabulous. London.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I walk past the H&M and I'm like, there's that H&M. Like, I've walked past it many a time. Do you know what I mean?
No. You're going to lose Grant and I talking about...
I walked to a Maison Margiela store to try on their tabbies.
See, this sentence, bro, you're going to lose Grant and I talking about how fancy you are and how far away you've been.
Right.
Because Grant and I have been here, boots on the ground in America.
Can I say,
we've been here, boots on the ground in America.
I've been dying to move for the last couple of months. If you know me, you know this is true. And you probably know me because we know each other. Now, I was saying that I wanted to move to London so bad.
Was that a shout out to your friends?
That was a shout out to everybody that listens as my friend, probably.
Oh, okay.
I decided that I wanted to move to London. Then I went and visited London. I thought more about it. I decided not to. And then I thought of the second furthest away place I could move.
Uh-huh.
The Valley of Los Angeles.
Similar to London.
Now, well, it's really far away.
Now, what is the Valley but LA's London? Do you know what I'm saying?
What is the Valley but the Soho?
What is the Valley but LA's London? Do you know what I mean?
So no matter where I go, there I am. Ultimately.
I'm not going to justify it. I'm just going to say it.
No, I get it.
You know?
So I went to London and then I hopped on a train at LAX.
No,
my dream is.
No.
I hopped on a train at Paddington Station. Familiar?
Yeah, but it's not named after the bear, or is the bear named after? No, the bear's named
the
after
it. The station is named after the bear.
No. The bear's named after the station, right?
The
Isn't
train,
that the premise
the
of
famous,
the
famous, quite old train station is named after the bear who once rode the train.
Damn.
In little wellies in a rain jacket. By the way, Paddington, we've talked about this on the pod. Paddington Bear is everywhere over there. Anyway, you get on the train. If you're going somewhere, typically you're getting on the train at Paddington Station. Don't fact check me on that. I don't know. I've just done it a couple times.
Sure.
Anyway, I get on a big, there's like the tube, uh-huh, which is the underground, the subway.
No, we've heard of it.
And then there's like trains that will take you to like France or whatever.
Yeah.
I board a train. First class.
So far, all we've gotten is I'm traveling fancy places, trying on fancy shoes and first class. And I don't know how to contribute because I've been, again,
I
as I say,
buy the fancy shoes. They were too expensive.
I've been boots on the ground here in the United States of America, holding it down.
What do you think boots on the ground means?
These 2 feet on the ground, putting in the work. Dirt under my nails.
Do you think boots on the ground means that your feet are on the ground?
Dirt under my nails, keeping this good old U.S. of A alive.
Dirt under his nails. Because he does no manual labor.
These amber waves of grain, they're waving. They're rustling in the breeze because I've been here.
Okay. So, I take the train to the Cotswolds. It's about to get fancier. Have you guys ever, what is your relationship to the Cotswolds? What is your understanding of this place?
None, bro. Cotswolds sounds like some family that used to be rich and now dad has bad teeth and rosy cheeks and they are looking for a butler. I don't know. Like,
what do you,
like, I don't know. I don't have a relationship to the Cotswolds. I can't tell if I'm like tired,
but everything Gabe says doesn't make any sense. Bad teeth and rosy cheeks and looking for a butler?
Yeah. Thank you, Grant. I didn't have a relationship to the Cotswolds until you went.
Bad teeth and rosy cheeks?
Until you went.
You know that I'm a chicken fried. Bad teeth and rosy cheeks. Looking for a butler.
And the radio. Okay,
Cotswolds. I loved that song when it was like playing.
Okay.
Anyway. I show up to the Cotswolds. I'm staying in a manor.
Okay.
Heythrop Park Manor.
Are we doing like White Lotus?
No.
Like no. The gays are trying to kill you or?
No. What's actually really interesting is I thought this place was going to be really fancy and it was actually quite full of really old people. Like I walked.
That seems White Lotus-y.
No, not like fabulous. Like I walked through the lobby. Gorgeous lobby of it was once like a manor, so like think like Downton Abbey, think like Bridgerton, like big beautiful home. The lobby of the hotel is like the center of this big, it's like a ballroom type thing. And you can walk through the front door, through the lobby to the backyard of this view of like rolling greens and trees in the grounds of the estate, which are now a golf course. And right behind the lobby is a bunch of tables with umbrellas. And I'm like, oh, the other patrons of this hotel. Maybe there's a cutie for me to talk to. I walk on through the lobby and see.
Hello, miss. How are you?
The boob of a beautiful old lady.
Oh, sorry there. Had a little slip of me tip. Sorry about that.
Hanging from the top of her one-piece bathing suit.
Got a little wet and it popped out, slipped out a little bit there.
There's no pool anywhere to be seen.
Oh, I take a bath in me one-piece.
Would you like a spot of tea and a lay in the sun?
I've got a seat right next to me. You could go ahead and, oopsie, sorry. All my bits popped out. All my bits and wibblies popped out all over the lobby of this place. My bad.
Would you like to discuss Brexit like with the patrons of this Brexit hotel?
While my Brexit
we're not going
is
to agree.
Out.
No, totally.
Anyway, it was like old woman in a one-piece bathing suit.
Boobs out.
Lounged over on the chair, dead asleep. And I was like, wait,
boobs out, dead asleep?
Not a lounge chair. Just woman.
Just a chair.
Sitting at a table on a back patio, only in a one-piece bathing suit, tit out, dead asleep.
Dude, I'm trying to get to that level of no
care. Can
we
get scientific for a second here?
Yeah.
What?
It is a STEM podcast, after all.
I was thinking, what age is it okay for one boob to be out?
Well, this is a science question.
Okay.
No, but hold on.
Okay.
Because there's sort of a multiplier here. If both boob, like there's a certain age where both boobs being out is okay. So like,
I think there's a threshold for one boob
and there's a threshold for two boob.
It's a bell curve, much like the shores of an ocean, because one boob can be out when you're 1 year old.
Huh?
Like,
it's a bell curve, much like the shores of an ocean. It's a bell curve, much like the shores of an ocean.
I think if you can fall asleep sitting in a upright chair and just be dead asleep,
that's
like live your life, queen.
No, agree that like it does do like baby, kid, toddler, boobs out, no worries, no worries, no worries. Put them away, put them away, put them away, put them away. You
in your baby making years.
In your baby making years. Unless that's a way in which you make your funds. Unless, of course, that's a way in which you make your funds, then absolutely.
I was with my friends in the Cotswolds. Wait. He's like very progressive, very like whatever, not an anti-woman at all. And he was talking about...
Incredible setup.
Well, he was talking about something about the age of women. And he said, well, that's the age that women start to give babies. And I said,
give babies.
Give
is tough.
Oh my God. Give
is tough.
I was in a car full of people and everybody just let it slide. And I went, I'm sorry. Give babies?
Give babies?
Is that beautiful?
I'm sick. Give bit to the world.
Yeah.
There was something about it that felt very Handmaid's Tale. Like, I was like, give babies?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's okay, really scary. Okay.
But we haven't answered Grant's question, which is, what is the age that feels appropriate? Yeah. I think part of this has to do with, like, agree with Allie's adding into the equation how tired you are.
Unfortunately, you have to be like mostly senile. Like, and I think you have to be in your 70s or 80s.
I was just going to say, I think there's a drool coefficient. You know what I mean?
And honestly, 70s is a little too young. I think you have to be like 80s onward.
No, but there are flavors of, there are different flavors of 70s.
Right. Like, what if you're French?
Speaking of
flavors. Okay, if you're French, I think it starts to be like in your 40s, bro.
And it's on purpose and it's hot.
I think in your French.
The bell curve is flat.
Yeah, when you're French?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's boobs out.
Boobs out always.
All of life, yeah. Always forever.
Have you guys ever been to a nude beach?
No.
I've never been to a nude beach or a nude beach. I had an agent when I was younger who came to see me in a show and she came backstage. She came backstage and respectfully, if I had to guess, I would put her in her 60s at the time.
Oh, sick.
And she
awesome.
Showed up backstage, sheer top,
cool.
No bra.
Cool.
Could you imagine
in your 60s,
going?
That's so cool.
No, and she was like hip lesbian.
Yeah,
cool
she was
vibe.
Like a hottie. I can picture it.
But
that's
but
so cool.
It doesn't matter how cool you are because you did ultimately show everyone your boobs in a business setting.
And
do
guess
you know what?
What
I'm saying?
And guess what? You were still thinking about it.
I never forgot her.
Exactly.
I never forgot her. And the way that
we
I felt.
We women have to use certain things to our advantage.
And the way that I. Yeah, because this 60-year-old lesbian was trying to like use her womanly wiles to keep me as a client. No,
no,
way.
No, she was being memorable.
No, she was being memorable. Especially what I do remember is the fact that I spoke with her for 20 minutes before I noticed.
Oh, cool. Even cooler.
You're like chatting.
There
chatting,
is also
chatting,
a chance
and
that
then all
she
of a sudden your
notice.
Brain goes. Your brain goes, oh my God.
You said nipple.
Oh my God, both. Oh my God.
When your brain goes, oh my God, both.
And then what you love to do. What
that
you love
feeling
to do
when
is,
you go, oh my God, both.
That feeling when you go, oh my God, both.
Idiot.
Also, I looked straight at my camera, watched Grant switch to it, and immediately changed my eyeline. Unhelpful. The worst talent in the world.
Feeling when you go, oh my God, both.
But then when you notice something like that, it's the same as like someone has something in their teeth or like there's something obvious. Every new person that joins the conversation, you're sort of watching to see if they're going to notice too. And you're kind
and they,
of clocking.
And they said, oh my God, both a lot sooner than you did, didn't they?
Oh, everyone notices right. Before me.
Yeah, but when I'm seeing something like that, I'm like, hell yeah, sister, fight the power. And then I'm moving on with my day.
I get it. Okay, so,
so
you're
anyway,
in the Cotswolds.
I go to Heythrop Park and I'm like, is there going to be any cuties at the manor?
No.
Noi. There's noi cuties at the manor.
No.
But I was like, that's okay. I'm old too. I'm going to read the history of this establishment.
Are you seeking? You were hoping for like a stable boy to appear, right? Out of the back.
I was just kind of like, who else
like,
is
like,
in the Cotswolds?
Who takes care of the horses?
Who takes care of the horses?
Is there any tennis instructors or anything around?
There was a like front desk guy who was like probably my age who as I was leaving told me I'm the best guest they've ever had at the hotel.
Yeah, because you're... You're the only one who's
Grant,
ever,
switch my camera.
You're the only one who's ever heard of Charlie XCX.
No,
and he's
and
like,
I couldn't tell if
he's
he was,
like, please.
I couldn't tell if please. He was queer or not. He was from Prague, and he told me that I would find myself in the nighttime vibe there. And so I was like,
I'm gonna go ahead and say gay. Queer.
Anyway, so he was like, as I was leaving, he was like, you're the best guest we've ever had at this hotel. And
think,
I was like, thank you so much.
I don't think Travis Kelce is ever gonna be like, you're gonna
find
yourself
in the nighttime vibe in Prague. Ah. You never know. There are all different types of all different things, of flavors, of any ways of being.
Totally. But the Eagles starting offensive line is not finding themselves in that way.
Right. And nor should they.
No. They have a different thing they're finding.
They're finding themselves in the vibe of the football field, I presume, or maybe the locker room.
Yeah. Okay, head towards. Okay, we're in the Cotswolds. We're doing our thing. We stayed in this place. Old people haunting the place. Boobs out, everything.
Oh, so I read the history of the place where I'm staying.
Yes.
This manor.
Uh-huh. I wish I had a harpsichord. Do I not have a harpsichord?
Get this. That's harpsichord crazy. Is perfect. Get this.
This will fake as a harpsichord. Here we go.
Heythrop Park Manor. A building with many, many, many rooms. A ballroom, a kitchen, and rolling green estate. Was none other than a wedding gift from some guy to his son. A wedding gift.
My dearest little Tomothy, on the eve of your nuptials, I am so proud. Oh, thank you, Grant. My dearest little Tomothy, on the eve of your nuptials, I couldn't think of anything better to give you than perhaps the entire estate. Of course, as you know, it belonged to the Jeffrey family before I took it last week. They could, of course, say nothing at all because I make up the rules exactly as I want them to be when I want them to be that way. So congratulations to you and your 13-year-old wife. May you enjoy these bedrooms and fill them full of your children and their ridiculous teeth, rosy cheeks, as they seek a butler.
You're the best daddy in the whole wide world. Can you believe that it was a wedding gift?
That's crazy.
I was walking around the estate being like, and by the way, the system is rigged against, I was going to say against us, but not even us. It's rigged against everyone. Except the ones.
Yeah, totally.
And the ones and the ones were chosen many moons ago.
The ones were just got there first, fought harder at the very beginning, killed a lot of people, scary, fought really hard at the beginning.
And now they're just going,
no, we come from the pores.
I know. I actually chased back our family tree.
I think we're mostly in the clear.
Poverty.
Unforge. Yeah.
Yeah. It's poverty all the way back. But.
Wouldn't be driving the car I'm driving, if you know what I mean.
No, for real. It's for real. I guess ultimately I'm proud that our ancestors weren't ruthless like that, but can you believe a home like that? And then it was like owned by various people until it was made into like a luxury hotel.
Yeah, that's fire.
Not very luxurious, but the rooms were air conditioned, which as you know, there's a heat wave in London, 78 degrees Fahrenheit, and everybody's panicking.
Hey.
By the way, I was wearing a jacket.
Hey,
they're fine.
Hey,
over there. There's just no air conditioning.
Hey, Grant and I don't know that. Another thing, Allie went to the Maison Marjala to try on their tabbies. Allie went to the Maison Marjala to try on their tabbies.
The tabby shoes. The broken glass tabby mirror shoes.
A sentence that Grant and I would never know because we're busy here working with our hands.
What's the name of the designer?
Maison Marjala. We're busy here working with our hands. Keeping this country afloat, one pickaxe swing at a time.
What? Okay, this is a good question for the two of you. Since I'm living in such a fabulous lifestyle, I'm growing out of touch. What was the last thing that you could consider manual labor that either of you did?
What's the last thing that we consider manual labor that we did?
Building IKEA furniture doesn't count.
Okay, I hung curtain rods yesterday. Hold on.
Curtain rods.
Sometimes when I'm in the desert, I have to do actual manual labor with Dad.
Okay, that's good.
I do think Christmas tree lights verges on manual labor. It verges. We're on a ladder up there. But
ladies,
I'm trying to think. I know how to do manual labor. It's just
Christmas lights. Putting up Christmas lights verges on manual labor because we're on a ladder up there, is what he said.
Have you ever hung Christmas lights?
Yes.
Impossible. Outdoors? Not indoors? Yeah. No, you haven't.
Of course I have.
No, you haven't.
Grant,
what's your closest manual labor lately?
Last week, I helped move a patient onto a bed so they could get life-saving heart surgery.
Okay, fire.
That was so annoying because it's like, what am I going to do? Argue with that? But that's not really manual labor, is it?
it's labor and he's a man. And you will be hearing from him. Am I right? Boy, time out. Absolutely cooked on that one. Boy, time in. Hey, why don't we go ahead and start doing a haiku? Because how are we doing already? On time, Grant? Are we doing okay?
I have only gotten through the first 3 days of my 2 week trip.
No, I understand. and I think.
So then I had sourdough bread.
And I think we will have to part two, part three this.
Right. Okay.
Okay, speed haiku. Oh, here's my thing I'm bringing to the podcast today. This is the only thing, and then we can speed haiku. My thing I'm bringing to the podcast today is that I used to be a little self-conscious of my nose. I have a large nose, not that large, but large enough. Like enough.
Can I say
it's not that big?
Can I say? And I know you're saying something from the heart, but I've known you for 31 years.
And never thought large nose?
Never in my life have I thought large nose or thought about your nose. If you asked me to draw your nose, I wouldn't be able to. No idea what your side profile looks like. Okay. Never noticed your nose.
I think which is actually crazy because I sit next to you and we've done almost 90 episodes.
Have like such a nothing nose that it's like it's just nothing.
Okay. That's what you're self-conscious about?
Of all the things, to be self-conscious.
Wait,
about.
I think we've already talked about this on this podcast. But have you seen the trend on TikTok where the woman says?
We have not talked about this, and I was about to say
where the woman says to her like boyfriend or husband, like besides the obvious, what physical thing would you change about yourself?
Besides the obvious is crazy.
And then the guys will be like, well, my whatever. But one guy. They'll be like, oh well, I guess my nose, and they'll be like, wait, what's the obvious? You know, like that's the funny joke.
Yeah.
One guy was like. Oh, you mean my belly?
Damn.
Like dead ass. And then the girl was like, oh, your belly's fine. And he's like, it's okay. It's my belly.
Damn.
And it was like the saddest video
Bro.
Ever.
Bro.
He Uno reversed her shit.
Okay. So I was going to say, I feel it's rare, but sometimes I catch my side profile and it feels a little beak to me. And I'm like, it's not ideal, but it's okay. I'm not worried about it. I was self-conscious about it when I was younger. Not even in the extreme way. And it has come back in two ways. One was, one time I was sitting outside with my friend Kobe, friend of the pod, guest of the pod, and he posed the question to the group, if you could get plastic surgery,
I was there.
What would you get?
I was there for this moment.
What would you get? And everyone was like, oh, whatever, whatever. And I said, oh, I guess like maybe I'd get a nose job. I don't know. Kobe said, I thought you'd say that.
And then,
first of all, I thought you'd say that. Absolutely.
Lethal. Lethal.
Devastating,
it's lethal.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought
you're
you'd say that.
You're going to think about it for the rest of your
devastating.
Life.
Devastating. Yeah. So I said.
He got your ass.
After everyone had gone and like admitted some
he
insecurity.
He got your ass crazy. I was like some people were like, night. Oh, I'm going to boob. Like I'd get bigger boobs. Yeah. Or like I'd, you know, like work on my neck or whatever.
Yeah. I think maybe I'd get a nose job. I thought you'd say that. I said, oh. Okay.
Around to Kobe.
And then I go to Kobe. I said, what about you? What would you do? And he, the person who had posed the question, says, honestly, I haven't thought about it. And I was like,
he ultimately was like, nothing. I don't think I'd get anything.
Everyone was
after
like,
we all admitted
everyone
our biggest
was like,
insecurity.
I feel insecure about this. I feel insecure about this. And he went, agree, 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 agree. And then was like,
it's
if
so
I had
fucking
to pick,
badass.
It would be so hard. I literally don't have anything wrong.
It's
devastating.
So badass.
So that was when I had a flare up of nose insecurity. And then I had a flare up of nose insecurity
this
week.
Did you tell Kobe he flared your insecurity?
He flares me up all the time.
Right.
Totally. Every moment I end up pissed.
At that. He actually is really good at that.
Yeah, he's a good flare because he is too an older brother. I had a flare up yesterday of my nose because I was laying chatting with Carmen, my baby daughter, and we were giggling, giggling, giggling. And
she's
then she
1 year old.
And then she was done giggling, giggling, and decided she wanted to get up and go somewhere. And she used my nose as a handhold to stand herself up.
Yeah, I knew where this was going. Yeah.
Fully like rung of a ladder. Yeah. Like.
Because she's not old enough.
Absolutely bouldering on my face.
She's not old enough yet to be like, Daddy has a big nose, which will come in like 6 months.
Totally.
Right now, it's literally just like, She's like, well,
go ahead and use that. That's an obvious handle.
She's like the Hillary Duff, like, well, that's my life.
It's absolutely devastating. So that was devastating this week, was that she used my nose as a, and again, it's like mild, but I have little flare ups as we all do, except
you know
for
what
Kobe.
I gave, though? wherever you nose, there you goes.
Wherever you nose, there you goes.
Wherever you are, there you are, I guess.
Totally, wherever you are, there you are. Yeah.
And your nose is your nose, and it knows your nose, and it's on the front of your face. And there's nothing.
No. Give me a haiku. By the way, I feel like we need to be explaining the rules of haiku better.
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
Now that you mention how big your nose is, I totally see it. Big.
Your fancy lifestyle is hard to understand for those of us working.
Those of us working? You consider your... Hold on. You consider yourself working and me not.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying I'm living, I'm touching grass, I'm saddling up my horse, I'm absolutely out there.
This last weekend, I went to Santa Barbara for one day, and then the next day, I went to Disneyland. Imagine that whiplash. I touched grass in Santa Barbara, though. I laid in grass.
You know where I was? Raising the youth. Teaching them the good ways.
Fucking hanging curtain rods and Christmas tree lights.
Each and every week, you guys send us... Oh my gosh, my phone isn't here, but I have the voice memo. Oh, do something incredible while I grab my phone.
I'm so glad you asked. There's a song that we used to sing when we were a kid that... I can't believe I still have memorized. I'm going to sing it for you now. When I was walking down the street one dark and dreary day, I came across a billboard, and much to my dismay, the sign had torn to tattered, and the rain the night before, the wind and rain had done its job, and this is what I saw. Smoke, Coca-Cola, cigarette, drink Wrigley's spearmint beer.
Okay.
Candle ration dog food makes your life complex and clear.
Okay.
Doctors say that babies should smoke till they are three.
Okay.
And people over 65 should bathe in Lipton tea. Takes your next vacation in a brand new Frigidaire.
Oh my God.
Learn to play the piano with your grandma's underwear. Itemize your baby with a Hershey candy bar. And Texaco is a beauty cream that's used by all the stars.
We needed to get that out because we didn't do a lot of singing last week. Each and every week, you guys send in a problem and you ask us to solve it. And you ask us to solve it through the power of beautiful music.
Beautiful.
Or at the very least...
Mjorsark!
Haven't done it right in months.
Because to be honest with you, I'm never listening when you're doing it.
I understand.
And it's nothing personal, but it is a little bit.
This one comes in from an important friend of ours. His name is Bryant. And I don't know if you remember that we have a preacher, a pastor of the Church of Adoits, someone from online.
Oh my God, our pastor.
Remember? Our pastor.
I forgot about our pastor.
I know. I forgot that we had a pastor as well. This comes in from...
There is a pastor of the Church of Adoits. You guys would know this if you were reading the comments of all of our YouTubes, which you probably aren't.
This comes in from...
But there's a literal pastor who said he'd pastor our church.
This comes in from Pastor Bryant.
Okay.
Hey, Allie and Gabe and Grant. It's Bryant from Minnesota, longtime listener for like over a year now.
Whoa.
And YouTube commenter and unofficial pastor
official
to the Church of the Adoits. I just can't tell you how much this podcast makes me laugh and brightens my week. So
Thank you
guys. Love you guys. And now that you're my number one COD-related podcast after solving Grant's girlfriend's problem, I have another COD-related problem.
Oh, shit.
The men of my church put on a lutefisk supper every year. It's like a whole Norwegian thing that Norwegians don't do anymore, but Norwegian Americans do.
Whoa.
Anyway, every year they talk about how there are fewer people eating lutefisk because... gross, it's basically like fish jello. And
ew.
They think maybe they should go to serving baked cod instead for this dinner. And they talk about this every year, like starting in August, and the dinner's not until November. And frankly, I don't care what they do.
This is
so
awesome.
I just need you to write me a song that I can sing to myself while they have this conversation.
Okay.
So I can zone out and smile and laugh to myself, and so I don't slowly die inside talking about cod. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bryant, your job rocks. The fact that every year you have the same conversation about fish jello and you just have to like let it ride.
Mm-hmm.
God.
It's really good.
And also, thanks for reaching out. We love you. Okay. Have you heard the Jason Derulo song that's like...
Not this. Have you heard the Jason Derulo song that's like...
It's like... Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
That was playing in my head right when he said fish jello.
Oh, I love that. Too bad you're getting this, though. Jello. Hello. Jello.
Hello. Jello.
I'm talking hello.
Jello.
Keep on talking, boys.
Keep on talking, boys.
I don't care. God, what you say anymore. In my head I say,
keep on talking, boys.
Hello.
Keep on talking, boys.
Jello.
Keep on talking, boys.
Hello, jello. Cause lutefisk tastes like shishk. Lutefisk tastes like shit, so I'll just say hello, jello. Hello, jello. Okay, I know about lutefisk. No. I know about lutefisk because, you know, in Frozen...
Jello!
You know in Frozen when they go to the... Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
Yeah.
That guy. Thanks for the reverb on that.
He's like, wait. Sorry. Someone the other day was talking about hear me outs. And they were like, what's your hear me out? And I was like, I don't have a good one.
That's a good one. No, because he's tall and he's kind.
He's broad.
He's a family man.
He's broad and he welcomes him in.
So you know how he kicks out Jonathan Groff?
Yeah.
He's like, get out of here. And then
also hot.
And then Kristen Bell is in there and she's like, are those boots still available? He's like, sorry about all this violence. How about I throw in a quart of lutefisk for good feelings?
Oh.
I knew about lutefisk
for because good feelings.
It's that nasty jar of nasty fish.
It's Norwegian.
Yeah, but Bryant, you seem intelligent. We know this. But you seem extra intelligent because of the clarification you said that it was a thing that Norwegians used to do and don't, but only Norwegian Americans do.
That was an astute observation. As much as I'm like, it sounds disgusting, don't eat it. I'm also like, are these men in Minnesota the only people keeping like a bit
lutefisk
of culture
alive? No, totally.
It might be important that they continue to eat that nasty shit.
No, yeah.
I certainly won't be.
And you know what? To that we say,
hello, jello. That is a little bit of a tick.
Hello, jello. Well, I was excited about how that turned out because if I'm listening to people talk and I don't want to hear what they're going to say, absolutely, Bryant's about to go, hello.
He's also going to be like, lutefisk tastes like shish.
Tastes like shishk.
Who are your hear me outs?
We hope that helped.
Do you get there? Was another guy. So I was at Disneyland last night, obviously.
Is it always animated people?
No, not always. It's just always like someone said the letter eight. Like it's just like something you think is hot that you shouldn't think is hot.
The letter eight is crazy.
The letter eight is crazy because everyone gets it. Like someone said the letter eight and everyone was like, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Is it because it's voluptuous and there's...
Right. I mean, you don't have to explain it. We all get it. I think it winds up being animated a lot, though, because it's like you have to be like, I'm attracted to this thing that I'm not supposed to be attracted to.
Totally.
Not in like a creepy way, but in like a... Isn't it kind of crazy that I think this is hot?
Like, hear me out. Hear me out. An Eames chair.
Okay. Grant?
What?
You don't actually think an Eames chair is hot. Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
Yeah, he's hotter than an Eames chair, you're right. You're right.
I have the really cliche one that everyone has, which is the bunny from Zootopia.
And see, like, that's not even a hear me out because she is just hot. She's just like body tea.
But it's a bunny.
Right, but she's body tea in no, not a bunny way.
It is
tea. Yeah.
And I will say last night I was at Disneyland and I rode the Star Wars ride. And there's a guy that welcomes you at first. I think he's like a hologram or animatronic or whatever. I don't even know.
And you were like...
But he's got like a wrinkly face and horns on his face and shit. But he's not one of the known characters. He's just like an alien.
And you were like, hear me.
And I was like, he's kind of hot. And everyone laughed at me. And I was like, I think he's just tall.
Oh, okay. It's time now for...
Sterling.
Silver, we say... One more time, here we go.
I actually didn't write anything in my journal today because congratulations to me. We filled up the Mario Kart journal.
Whoa, I need to buy you a new journal.
Whoa.
Grant, okay, so for those of you who are maybe just joining us.
His first journal?
Grant has never written in a journal before. He just started journaling. That's how the Grant's Journal segment started, in a Mario Kart journal that a listener sent us. And fun fact about Grant's journaling style, once he reads something he's journaled out loud, he crosses it out, which is a crazy technique. Anyway, this was his first journal ever, and he's filled it.
Can you give us, like... Are you about to give us like the first entry?
Best of? Best of?
Yeah, let me do. Well, yes.
What's the first entry? Have you grown?
I've definitely learned a lot.
The first entry is so funny.
The first entry, there's 1 through 7, and only 1 and 3 have entries.
It's really good.
And it's number 1 horizontal.
Uh-huh.
And number 3 says his H. No idea.
Is it his H or is it hish?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
And then on page 4, we have dude blank.
It's a list. That says, it's a bullet list. It says bullet dude. Bullet dude. Bullet nothing.
Just waiting on that third thing to arrive.
And then
I found a page that says, "Hi, Grant. You are doing great at journaling. Keep going." And there's a picture of a soccer ball for some reason.
Is it from you?
It's from me.
It's from Allie. That's so generous. All right.
This week... I only have 2 episode title options because I ran out of time.
I get it.
And they are, number 1, boobs out everything.
Did we say that? Can't think of the context of that at all. And I'm pretty sure we just said it.
Number 2 is fish jello jam.
Fish jello jam. Okay, I feel like it's obvious. All right.
Welcome back to this week's episode,
boobs out everything. Boobs out everything. Boobs out everything. Boobs out everything.
Boobs out for summer.
Everything. Boobs out everything.
Boobs out
everything.
Boobs out forever.
Everything. Boobs out everything.
Boobs out
everything. Boobs out everything. Boobs out everything.
We needed that, I think.
It's summer. It is squarely summer. I'm
dog
telling you.
Dog days, bro.
This summer feels...
Sweating. What? Dog days got you?
I was about to say, this summer feels so magical, like Aperol spritzes and sunsets.
You have a mini split in your house, and we do not. That's the difference.
And the middle of me saying that, Gabe went, dog days, bro.
In my yellow t-shirt.
Dog days, brother. He had to hang a curtain rod the other day. It is hot in LA.
It's hot, dude.
H-O-T, brother.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O. H-O-T-T-O-S-T-A-Y.
H-O-T-T-A-L-L-T-H-E-T-I-M-E.
I'm going to complain for a little bit about the heat.
Yep.
Hit it.
Just to get it off my chest.
Yep.
Hit it.
Yep. I got you.
I work up in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally 105 degrees in the valley. And I'm wearing... black freaking nylon scrubs. And my car is so hot because I don't have tints on my car.
You drive a Tesla, by the way.
Don't know why that's relevant.
You can literally keep it cool while you're not.
Yeah, you're right. And sometimes I have to put this giant lead suit on. So I'm wearing black nylon scrubs and a giant lead suit and a mask. And wearing a mask when it's hot, bro.
Yeah. I did the pandemic in LA.
And I'm wearing a surgeon's scrub cap.
Days are over.
Okay, that's all I needed.
I get
dark
it.
Days. This town ain't big enough for the two of us. For the two of us.
I do think it's time for...
For the toy of us. I'm gonna read my brothers this week again. And it's just the two of them. Read my brothers this week again. And it's just... Gabe and Grant. I wonder how. They will stack up. How will they stack up? How will they stack up this way? This week is Grant. And Grant didn't do anything cool, but Gabe did make a mistake. And I'll tell you what it was. Gabe said, come over and babysit my daughter. I said, okay. Then he said, don't need you here till 7:30. That's after she goes to bed. Sorry. I agreed to babysit to hang out with the best person in our family. If she's already in bed, then what you've invited me to do is sit in your apartment in the dark. What the hell is that? Next time say, hey, Allie, want to come over and sit in my apartment in the dark? Not offer me the coolest thing ever, which is hanging out with Carmen. Not on the table. She's asleep. Do you know what I mean?
This is an audio medium. But if you're watching this on YouTube, you're just seeing me blink. Do blinking.
You don't remember this?
I'm doing blinking.
You don't remember this faux pas? Now, listener, I did remedy the situation by coming 2 hours early for my job to hang out with Carmen. And then she went to bed and then I did sit in the apartment. But you introduced me to that cool DJ.
And you had a friend come over. You guys had ice cream.
No, anyway, thanks to you.
I know, I'm losing. It is what it is.
Okay, I want to pose a question to the Adoits.
Okay.
If you are, well, you're probably like 52 minutes into this episode now, if you're watching or listening.
Yikes.
And if you made it this far, there's something wrong with you, that's for sure.
No worries, though.
There's something wrong with you. But I also want to know, what kind of extra content would you want from us? Or what would you like us to provide for you? Do you want stickers? Do you want t-shirts? Do you want vinyl records with the greatest hits?
Do you want
CDs with the greatest hits?
Do you want nudes?
Because ultimately, here's my question. I want to make money on this podcast. And I'd love to know how.
This is interesting. Putting the onus of a business plan on the consumer.
Yeah.
Corporations do it all the time. I do think that's a fair question to pose. I do. We have had people suggest some really great merch that, frankly, at this current juncture, I don't have the time to make.
You don't have to make it. We have to hire someone to make it.
No. It's like the...
What did you think? You'd be sitting there with the sewing machine?
No, it's like the organizing. It's not just like throw a graphic on the tee. It's like the organizing of good ideas.
I'll make you guys some merch. What do you want it to say?
It's the organizing of good ideas. People have had good suggestions.
I literally do that all day long. I got you.
No, don't promise.
I got you. If you're going to buy some merch, I got you.
No, don't promise. Don't make promises.
You want a tote bag? You want a tank top?
No.
Tube top?
Okay. Tote bag. Tube top. Okay, yeah, we're selling Mom Said tube tops.
Wait, what if we made Pilates socks?
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
like grippy socks. Grippy socks is crazy.
We should sell grippy socks.
We should sell. That's the only merch we sell.
Yeah.
Is grippy socks. We're so glad you guys listened to this episode. I always start these this way.
We love you.
We have our live show August 16th. That's here. Hold on. Please, please, please. Let me get these dates, these important dates, and then you can sing over me. August 16th, we have our live show here in Los Angeles. We have our live show.
They can hear you.
We have our live show August 16th here in Los Angeles, which is 2 weeks away-ish from now as this comes out. We would love to see you there. We're hoping to sell out. We're selling well, and we're hoping to sell out. I will be touring a little bit in November. I'll be in Chicago and Nashville performing some of my new tunes, including a song I wrote about how the Statue of David has a small penis, but we should leave him alone about it. 2026, you know, girl, cook something. I did. 2026, girl, cook something. 2026, there's something in your freezer. Girl, go ahead
if
and cook it.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable, and God forbid a man is there. I'm so sorry for yelling.
2026, boys, cook something in your freezer. Have more whimsy. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on.
Put your shorts on.
2026, what else was there? That's kind of the main ones. We're really thankful that you listen to this show. We're thankful for the community that we've built and that people actually enjoy our craziness, and we hope to continue to do more of it. We're really grateful.
And we love you.
And we love you so much. And to our youngest listeners.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.